So there's a guy who walks out into the street in front of a car, and the car hits him and knocks him down. He's lying in the street. And the driver jumps out of the car. Oh my God, he can't believe that he's hit this guy. It's cold, so he takes off his coat, he rolls up his coat, he cushions the guy's head, he covers him up. He says to the guy, "Are you comfortable?" The guy says, "I make a nice living." And the title of the talk today is Comfort Zone. And it's more specifically outside the comfort zone. And your comfort zone, our comfort zone, every for all of us, the comfort zone is whatever we describe it to be. And for everybody, our comfort zone is comfortable, or at least it seems like it's comfortable. And you can define it and describe your own comfort zone in whatever way you want to, because it's your comfort zone. It is possible to look at other people who are going through their lives, presumably in their own comfort zone, and think that they could really be accomplishing a whole lot more and be judgmental about what they're doing with their life. Or you can be impressed because what they're doing would be tremendously uncomfortable for you, and you can either judge them for that, or you can envy them for that. But the whole thing about a comfort zone is when we're inside of our comfort zone, that is the familiar. And that's okay. That's wonderful. And there's some advantages to going outside the comfort zone. We had a house plant 30-something years ago when Dean and I first got together. And just in the row house in Philadelphia, and it was maybe 4 feet tall. It's an umbrella tree. And we moved to Florida and brought the plant with us. And it got a little bigger because it's kind of a native to Florida. And so we put it into a bigger pot and it got a little bigger. And then we put it outside on the patio. And the townhouse that we were living in at that point had a concrete patio, and then next to it was AstroTurf. So there was no green. There was no grass in the back. And this plant sat there and it was getting all of the Florida sun and all of the Florida rain, and it seemed to be doing just fine. And then suddenly it grew tremendously. I mean, it shot up and it was like 12 feet tall. It was up to the second floor windows. And what had happened was it got completely root bound. It couldn't grow any more in the pot that it was in, and it dropped a root over the side of the pot, which made its way down and between the concrete and the AstroTurf, and the root got into the soil, and it took off. The plant got outside of its comfort zone. Its comfort zone was the pot. It had been in the pot for all of that time, and that was just fine. And then boom. And sometime later, we bought a house. And so we took the plant with us. There was no room to put it inside the house anymore. It was Florida. So we planted it in the area that had a circular driveway outside the front door. So between the house and the sidewalk, there's this semicircular area. So we planted it in there. And by the time we moved, it had taken over that semicircular area. And it was definitely in its comfort zone, in a brand new comfort zone. I went back 10 years later and I looked at the house and it was huge. I mean, you couldn't see the house because of this plant. So there's possibilities outside of the comfort zone. I think we took a cutting of the same plant when we moved to Tampa, and it was a stick that wasn't doing anything. It wasn't in a pot, it was just there. And we put it in some water and it sprouted again, and we got a fourth take out of the same plant. Because life is such that it's just looking for the opportunity to express, to grow. And the bad news about our comfort zone is that our comfort zone is inside of our growth zone. Here's the chart. I'm not going to do graphics on screen. The circle in the middle is our comfort zone. I'll even get nice and close so that you can see what that is. Outside of your comfort zone is your growth zone. Outside of your growth zone is the death zone. Now, some people think of it as the danger zone. Other people think of it as the death zone. I couldn't possibly do that. That would be sheer destruction for me. And that's all a part of our belief system. Because if we believe that it's impossible, if we believe that it's going to kill us, then we're right, and it's going to. And if you do an affirmation for something to be a pain in the butt, then make an appointment with a chiropractor or get some preparation H, because there's a pain in the butt that's on its way. You know, maybe maybe you need some of that Asper cream or something to numb the pain. Because the law is always saying yes. The law is always saying yes. It's always responding. And when we identify that we're willing to step outside of our comfort zone, the law gives us the opportunity to grow. And sometimes the growth happens in wonderful, joyous, happy, peaceful ways. And sometimes that's really uplifting and just huge amounts of fun. And sometimes it's in exciting ways. And sometimes it's in downright terrifying ways. Now, sometimes we can choose. We can definitely set the intention for the experience that we want to have. And basically ask for the yes that we're looking for. So I spent, as you know, some time scuba diving. And I love scuba diving and snorkeling. It's just show of hands. Anybody been snorkeling before? Yeah. And so when you're snorkeling, you float around on the surface of the water, you put the snorkel on, you're looking down, seeing all the nice stuff. And there's the possibility that you can take a deep breath, hold your breath, and dive down under and see stuff that's deeper down. So I've been snorkeling on the coral reef and, you know, diving down 15, 20, 30 feet to see the coral there. And that's a little bit more of a technique than is involved when you're just swimming along on the surface and breathing through the snorkel. And people who are floating along at the surface, seeing the folks diving down deeply, might think that's, I can't do that. That's outside of my comfort zone. I couldn't possibly do that. And then the people who dive down to 30 feet, like me, think that going deeper than that is really scary because that's outside of our comfort zone. So my buddy Dan was into something called free diving. And free diving is basically snorkeling to deep levels and deep depths. On scuba diving with a big tank on my back, the deepest that I've ever dived was 205 feet. And most people think, no, it's 206. Most people think that that is a death zone. Couldn't possibly do that. Even the people who are into sport diving think that the deepest you should go is about 130 feet. And they have all sorts of logic and reasons why that's the case. So anyway, I, in Cozumel, was diving down to 206 feet. And it was great. It was an awesome dive. I was definitely extended my comfort zone because I was really comfortable. I was in the groove when I was doing that. It felt awesome. There are other times I've gone not that deep and it seemed scary because there was other things that were going on. Anyway, my friend Dan, who is a deep free diver, for a short while he held the record, the U.S. record for free diving, because he snorkeled to 216 feet. That's 10 feet deeper than I would go on scuba. For me, that's so far past the danger zone and the death zone. That's like the no-go zone. Can't do it. And the reason that he did that was because he could. He had the opportunity to extend himself and do something that he hadn't done before. And in fact, at that point, nobody had done before. And this isn't the kind where, I don't know if you've seen it, some of them, they have a weight that goes down on a cord, and they just grab the weight and let it drag them down. He actually did it by kicking down with his fins. So that's the sort of free diving that he was doing. I couldn't do that, and I wouldn't want to do that. And if I found myself having to do that, that would be life-threatening for me. But for him, it was awesome, because he had the expectation that he could. And the reason that we know that he got to 206 feet is because in order for it to be a record, somebody has to verify it. So his friend Don took him out on the boat, and they dropped the anchor line where it was deeper than 216 feet. Probably 300 feet at that place. And his friend Don put on his scuba gear and swam down the rope so that he could see Dan when he showed up at 216 feet. Now that's an expectation. If there were no expectation that that was inside of my growth zone, I would never send Don down to that depth. But this was the partnership that they had as they were expanding past what had been the comfort zone, well into the growth zone. So, does all this mean you need to learn to scuba dive? No, you don't. What this is a reminder is that whatever it is that you're doing, you can look at the way it's been, and sometimes you say up until now, the way that your life has been up until now, and ask, is this comfortable pattern that I've been on, or at least this familiar pattern that I've been involved in, what I want to continue doing? And that's where the growth comes in, because we can make an assumption that what we have to do is stay in our comfort zone, and we'll never have the opportunity to grow or to change or to experience something. Somebody who's afraid of getting their heart broken is never going to risk love. Somebody who is afraid of being laughed at is not going to dance. There are things that I do very poorly, and there are some things that I do very poorly that I was afraid to do previously. I would just avoid them because I thought it would be, I couldn't do them well, so I'm not going to bother doing them. I was a self-described perfectionist. And that's basically, for perfectionism, is if you can't be the best in the world at it, master it, then don't try it at all. I am a reasonably skilled rock climber, which I had never done, because when I was in middle school, I was a fat kid, and they had those ropes that you got to climb up in the gym. This was back in the good old days, and I could never do that, so I gave up. And I gave up trying because it was all about struggling for me. And then I realized I could try rock climbing. I could see if there's something different to do. And so I tried. I went to the climbing gym and it was a good time. I had a good time and I learned some skills and some techniques and things like that. I said, yeah, this is a good workout. I can't ever see myself climbing outdoors, but this is fun. And the people in the gym were talking about the special parts about climbing outdoors and why it's fun and all the gear that you have to buy and all the rest of that. And well, of course, I have lots of gear in my basement and spent a fair amount of time climbing outdoors, taking my family on vacations so I could go climbing in New Hampshire and in California. And when I was traveling on business, remember that was a thing back in the old days? When I was traveling on business, I'd sometimes stretch the trip out by an extra day so that I could go to one of the really cool climbing areas near the places where I worked, in Smith Rock in Oregon and Vancouver. I went for a trade show in Vancouver and went and climbed in Squamish. And Boulder, Colorado has one of the best climbing areas I've ever been to. And this is something that I never would have done because it was outside of my comfort zone. So I stepped into the growth zone, and what happened was my comfort zone got bigger. And it got bigger again because I thought I could only climb in the gym, and it turns out I could climb outdoors. And then I thought I can only climb outdoors under these circumstances or in Pennsylvania, and it turns out that I could do something else. You can do that too. Do you want to go rock climbing? No, don't. Do you want to try baking something because you're not no good at baking and you always admire people who can bake? Bake something. Set the intention to burn it less than you did last time. You like to paint? Paint. If you can't figure out what the painting is, just tell somebody it's an abstract. I mean, you don't need to be the best in the world at it. You just need to give it a try. You know where your comfort zone is. You have been living in it for your entire life. You also know where the edge of your comfort zone is because it seems scary. It seems like it's a danger zone. Danger zone is your growth zone. And it's not like you have to go out there and you have to do any of these things. But what you can do is be aware that they're out there and that your decision to stay in your comfort zone is just exactly that. It is a choice. And you get to make that choice. And you make that choice all the time. You do it consciously, you do it unconsciously. So, my recommendation, my invitation, my plea is that you find something that is a little bit intriguing, a little bit scary, a little bit unpredictable, a little bit outside of your normal pattern, and give it a shot. Because that infinite creative power that creates everything is creating this next moment for your life, and it is very happy to create this moment as something joyous and brand new, outside of your previous comfort zone. And oh, by the way, if you stay inside of your comfort zone, it eventually starts to seem smaller and smaller and smaller. You know, because it's comfortable, but it becomes well-worn. And sometimes well-worn becomes a rut. And we don't want to do that. So that is your opportunity. It is the chance to pivot, to turn away from whatever it was that you've been doing, whether it's been serving you well or not, whether you'd like that to continue or not, just to recognize and acknowledge it. Is there room for something different? Is there room for something more? If this got better, 10% better, just a little tiny bit better, what would it be? And step into it and give it a try. I'm going to make the usual safety recommendations that you don't do something completely nuts, like, well, I've always wanted to go skydiving, but I can't afford a parachute, so I'm just going to jump out of an airplane without one. No, that's probably not a good idea. Same thing, you know, perhaps there's some study, some training, some support that you can invite. For example, when I go rock climbing, I hire a guide, because they know the rocks that we're climbing on, and they know how to climb properly, and they're being paid very specifically to catch me on the end of a rope if I slip. So it changes the formula for me just randomly climbing around on rocks that maybe nobody has ever climbed successfully. So there are ways that you can do that and use your discernment, use your insight, use your wisdom, use the resources that are available. My gosh, if you want to do something, just Google it. That makes it so much easier than it was 30 years ago. And take a step and see how that feels. And take another step and see how that feels. And take another step. And then look over your shoulder and see where your comfort zone used to be. And see how it feels to have gone that far into your growth zone. Wonderful experiences, wonderful opportunities, they are at hand. I am today stepping out of my comfort zone. It's been very comfortable staying home, not traveling, not interacting with other people indoors for the last 20 months. And today I'm going to get on an airplane, which some of you say, oh, that's scary. And Jesus says, I've been on an airplane today, or maybe yesterday, to go to a conference and spend a week with 60 people and step outside of my comfort zone and invite something new and wonderful in. So whatever it is to you, I encourage you, I invite you, I welcome you. Keep your eye on the e-newsletter, because we will be sending around the link to the graduation ceremony for the Emerson Institute. And I am also hosting the talent show, the Anton talent show. It's the amateur talent show, where it's going to have some pretty fun talent. It's going to be on Thursday evening, 9 p.m. our time. It's free, and you are welcome to join in on that one. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. Never done one virtually before, but it'll be hybrid with some folks in the room and perhaps some people remote. And if you're interested in attending the whole conference, usually you have to fly to Kansas City and then drive out to Unity Village and stay there for a week in the hotel, plus pay the exorbitant registration fee. But it's $149. You can watch the whole thing online. The info is on the New Thought Philly website. So find your comfort zone, check the rearview mirror, see where it used to be, and enjoy yourself, because you deserve it. So it is.